We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the first Sunday in Advent is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 10. When they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to him, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to wait during this Advent season for Jesus' second coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, send your Holy Spirit to us as we wait patiently with faith and trust for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you on this first Sunday in Advent is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the first chapter, with special attention to the following verses. "I give thanks to you, my God, always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, have you ever had to wait for something or wait for someone for a long time? Waiting in line at the bank to either cash or deposit your check? Waiting in line at Vons or Stater Brothers here in Big Bear to pay for your groceries? Waiting for someone to have lunch or dinner at a restaurant? Waiting especially in the waiting room for your doctor's appointment? I'm sure all of us have had to wait in order to cash or deposit that check, pay for our groceries, to have lunch or dinner, and to see our doctor. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, I saw a cartoon in which the receptionist said, "Your appointment with the doctor is at 11, but he will see you at 12. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. It does to all of us. During Ruth's last appointment with her doctor at St. Bernardine's Medical Center, she had to wait for almost 2 hours. As I went out to take care of business, going to the bank, going to the grocery store, going to the gas station, etc.,
And when I finally came back, she was still waiting for the doctor. So waiting does take a lot of patience, doesn't it? A lot of determination. A lot of patience before our waiting overflows. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. And we finally somehow run out of patience. As it says in Psalm chapter 23, verse 5, our cup runneth over. And that is also true as we wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. It also takes a lot of patience, a lot of determination, especially during the Advent season. As we look forward to when Christ finally comes again as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and our redemption, our salvation will be brought to completion. So the four Sundays in Advent really don't have anything to do with Christmas, does it? No, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with the birth of Christ, but everything to do with our waiting for Christ's second coming, as we did during the last three Sundays during the season of Pentecost. It's actually a time of penitence and contrition, and not a time of joy and celebration. As a matter of fact, that's precisely what we read shortly before in the act of waiting. Remember these words? The people of God in the Old Testament waited for thousands of years for the coming of the Messiah. That is also true of us today. We also have to wait, just like the people in the Old Testament had to do, perhaps for a long time. Not for the Messiah, because He has already come, but for His second coming, as He has promised, because we do not know the day or the hour of His coming either. As a matter of fact, after St. Paul gives his customary greeting to the church in Corinth, grace and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, he continues to thank them for their partnership in the gospel, as they also wait anxiously for Christ Jesus to be revealed to them. And St. Paul makes reference to it in the epistle lesson for today, as he commends the members of the church in Corinth, not only for their faith and trust in Jesus as their Savior, but also in their waiting for His second coming. In other words, that God the Father will sustain them to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul told them that because of their faith and trust in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God the Father would keep His promises to them. Not that their behavior and conduct was always exemplary. No, it wasn't. The church in Corinth later on had a lot of issues, a lot of problems with doctrine and practice of their faith. As a matter of fact, St. Paul had to speak constantly against their sins and restore the church in their areas of weakness, such as divisions among them, sexual immorality, divorce, lawsuits, and especially the abuse of the Lord's Supper and many other false teachings. You know, that is also true of us today. We're no different. We're no better. Even though we are also filled with spiritual gifts, acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior and eagerly also await for His second coming as He has promised us, we also have sinned against God and broken all of His commandments. We have similar problems in the church today. Areas of weakness, even though different in nature. This is especially true as we consider the tremendous pressure imposed on us by our society with the acceptance of abortion, homosexuality, same-sex marriages, and other acts of immorality. Fortunately, by the grace of God and with His blessing, we have not given in to these pressures by our society, but kept ourselves true to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to the Word of God in all of its truth and purity. Not that we are a perfect church here at Shepherd in the Pines. No, we're not. We're not blameless and without sin. No, we're not. We too have had our own areas of weaknesses. If you look at the history of Shepherd in the Pines during the many years that you have been here in Big Bear Valley. Divisions, yes. Disagreements, yes. Among the members concerning doctrine and practice. And yet, isn't it wonderful that though we sin and we fall short of the glory of God in doctrine and practice sometimes, God is always faithful to us. The words of St. John in his first letter, chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The words of St. Paul in the epistle lesson for today, God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is especially true during the Advent season in our own waiting for Christ's second coming. As we come to Him in a spirit of repentance and contrition to receive from Him not only the forgiveness of our sins, the great promise of His salvation, as we entrust ourselves, our bodies and souls into His hands and confess Jesus Christ as our Messiah. Now, what about us again? You know, I ask that question just about every other Sunday. What about you and me? Are we also waiting in the right spirit for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ? Are we indeed looking forward anxiously to the day when Jesus Christ comes again as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and our redemption, our salvation will be brought to completion? I hope and pray that we are ready as we wait for His second coming, that we are preparing ourselves in the right spirit for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to come into our homes, into our hearts, and into our churches. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we look forward to that day when Christ finally comes and He will take all of us unto Himself and our redemption, our salvation will come to completion. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Listen to what it says again. Lift up your hearts, your heads, you mighty gates. The King of Kings is drawing near. The Savior of the world is here. He brings salvation down to earth. Our highest praise we bring, our God, Creator King. God bless you and your family during this Advent season as we wait patiently for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to come into our hearts. our homes, our church, in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we indeed wait patiently, anxiously for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to come into our hearts, into our homes, and into our church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.